The events of the past few days in Afghanistan have been painful for Afghans outside of their country, too. Millions started fleeing Afghanistan after the Soviet invasion some 40 years ago and have continued to do so since. NPR's Lauren Frayer went to meet some Afghan refugees in neighboring India.
Afghan music wafts through this market called Kabuli, as in Kabul. The bakeries here sell thick Afghan bread. The language you hear in the streets is Dari. But I'm in New Delhi, and this market is the hub of India's small community of Afghan refugees.
I'm so sad for Afghanistan. People are in danger, and my family yesterday, my brother, son, and
this is your nephew, and he's injured.
Yes, yes.
Nuria Siddiqui shows me photos of the relatives she's trying to evacuate to India. But visa offices are shut and Kabul's airport is in chaos. Everyone here has a tragic story.
You know, in Afghanistan, I saw lots of people was dying in front of me. Like, there was blood, there was, you know, this was my very bad experience.
Munir Ahmed Faiz fled Afghanistan 8 years ago when he was 16. India was an obvious choice for him. It's a democracy, it's close to home, and he grew up to the soundtrack of Bollywood.
I just used to listen to this kind of songs.
So this is an Indian singer?
Yeah.
Munir hoped to prosper in India and send money home. Afghans are the largest refugee group here, but even with refugee status from the UN, they still don't have certain rights from the Indian government.
We cannot work proper, we cannot study proper. Even they are not providing a SIM card for our phones, you know.
Most refugees are in limbo in India. The government has not signed on to UN refugee conventions and doesn't have an asylum program of its own. Hamsa Vijayaraghavan is a lawyer who represents some of them.
It's not like going to Europe or the US where eventually you can become a citizen. In India, you don't have that option. Which means even after 10 years of being an Afghan refugee in India, it can still be difficult to get formal employment or go to university.
That's why many Afghans don't plan to stay long. India is itself a developing country with high unemployment and low wages. Many would prefer to move on to Europe or North America. Some have even gone back to Afghanistan during periods when it looked more stable. I posed that question to Nuria Siddiqui, the woman who's trying to get her injured nephew out.
Do you think you will ever go back to Kabul?
No, never, never. Because my daughters and education.
She has four daughters, whom she fears wouldn't be allowed to go to school now that the Taliban is back in charge. And as we chat, two of her daughters come skipping down the street on their way home from school, their hair in pigtails.
Do you like India?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
It's beautiful and nice
place.
They're excited to sing a song they've learned in English, their fourth language.
You are my sun and I open my eyes, see your sweet face.
Their mother, Nuria, smiles. She grew up under the Taliban in the 1990s and missed 5 years of her own education. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, New Delhi.